You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Emily Scarlett producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I am thrilled to have in the studio with me this evening Lisa Gigliotti, and I know I didn't say it the Italian way for me, Lisa.
Oh, in Italy, it's Lisa Gigliotti.
Yeah, that sounds a whole lot better than what I was able to do with it. You're an administrative law judge here in Lansing and the author of a book called Coraggio, and I hope I said that right, too.
Perfect.
I'm trying not to murder this beautiful language. I guess the best thing to start off with, when I read it book and I finished it last night, it's extraordinary. I couldn't put it down. And you know, you hear people say that, but I mean it. The bags under my eyes are witness to that, staying up reading it. I'm thinking you've overcome some difficulties in life that would have brought most of us to our knees, and the difference is you got back up again.
Yes.
And that's what struck me about reading it, is that I'm not sure a lot of folks could get back up again, but you were able to. Tell us, let's start wherever you would like to.
Great. And I'd like to, just by talking a little bit about Coraggio. The story of Coraggio is so important for me, for finding that strength within, finding that courage within to get up again, to work through all the obstacles and challenges in our lives. And when I was 20 years old, I was going to school at Aquinas College right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I was going to be a doctor, and no one was going to hold me back from that. I was going to help and serve people, help to heal them. And I woke during a summer break just locked into a deep pain ball. And our family doctor said, "You have rheumatoid arthritis." And I said, "Doesn't sound so bad. Tell me what I need to do to get back. I'm going to be a doctor. I have to finish school." And he said, "Oh, no, no, that disease is very severe. You have a very severe case. You will be crippled. You will not be able to be a doctor." So I drove straight to my Nona's house, and Nona means grandmother. And there wasn't all this flailing or excitement that people might seem to be with
an Italian grandmother.
Correct. No, she just kind of calmly reached out to my hand and very quietly, almost in a whisper, said to me, "Coraggio, Lisa, coraggio." And I knew that coraggio meant courage, but I didn't really understand the importance of her statement. And then if I could fast forward, I did finish undergrad. I moved to California, but it was a severe case of rheumatoid arthritis. And can you believe in even those 3 years to finish undergrad, the rheumatoid arthritis had eaten all the cartilage between my knees. I became almost bedridden, and my mother and grandmother in California were taking care of me. And after about 2 years, I was getting better, and they took a trip the day before Christmas Eve. And I was alone in our apartment when I got the call that they had both been killed in a car accident. And that was the biggest karate kick to my soul, Cheryl.
Yes, so, even bigger than the other hurdles you had faced.
Right. You know, all of a sudden it's that bargaining with God. Oh, it's okay that I can't walk, or and I'm not in medical school, and I don't have a new husband and new kids like my friends. Just please let my mom be alive. Please let her be alive.
And the discussion of that conversation with the hospital person who called you, you know, all of a sudden the dawning on you, she's telling you that your Nona is in critical condition and you know, things are in trouble. And then you're realizing, why didn't my mother make this call?
Exactly. And I wanted to correct you that it was my mother's mother that was out in California.
Okay.
And my grandmother's still back here in Michigan.
And
so, you know, the stress starts mounting. There's a funeral to plan. There's all kinds of coroners to talk to, et cetera. And my Hungarian grandmother did not live, my mother's mother. And all of a sudden, I noticed that I'm getting slurred speech and I'm getting double vision. My arms feel like 100-pound weights. And I thought I knew what I had, because in all my pre-medical studies, I had seen this photograph, a black and white in a medical journal of Aristotle Onassis. And I don't know if you remember seeing him with his eyelid taped to his forehead.
I remember trying to figure that out.
Right. And for that reason, sure enough, I knew I had myasthenia gravis. And it had progressed to such a far extent by the time it was diagnosed that I was hospitalized, and then I needed to get a dialysis several times a week. So I'm in a nursing home now. I have no family left in the state of Michigan. And it's in the middle of those nights, the mind tormentors start. I lost my mom, thinking of the accident, et cetera. And I just remember calling out to God in the most desperate moment, saying, "God, help me. Help me, because I'm just slipping down a dark vortex. I can't get a hold to get out." And it's in that dark and quiet of a nursing home that I hear in the back of my mind, coraggio, Lisa, coraggio. And I got what Nona meant. I understood fully. I thought about all those stories she's told me about from the old country, especially the women in the old country. They would lose their husbands in wars, their children in childbirth, but they'd still get up and put on the, you know, throw sticks on the fire to get the pasta pot boiling. And the other thing about that, Cheryl, was amazing to me, is that they celebrated life. They had a life of joy and purpose and family. And yes, they always wanted to very well feed their family. Yeah, so I started to think, what is it about them? What is it about them? And in that moment, in that desperate moment of the dark night of a nursing home, I realized that coraggio, I had it within me. I had it was same thing within me that every one of those Italian relatives had to get up and go forward. And so I've had at least 10 major surgeries. I have 7 artificial joints. I've had my thymus gland removed. But I've also been able to finish law school and be an advocate for people with disabilities and work for the Senate and for a governor and now as an administrative law judge. And my passion really is coraggio, to spread that encouragement to everybody else.
Well, in this book called Coraggio, I recommend it. It's available at Schuller's here?
Yes, it is available at Schuller's.
And it's one of 4. A couple are written. There's some still, like you said a few minutes ago to me, if you can find more hours of the day, we'll finish the other one.
Yes,
but
right.
It's just one of those things about things that we learn from our mothers and the lessons that you didn't understand from Nona at the time she first told you that and put her hand on yours and said, coraggio, Lisa, coraggio. You didn't understand probably what that meant at the time. And it was, as you said, in that dark night that you got that message from her.
And was able to not only survive, but just, you know, rise from the wheelchair and get up and hopefully help others now.
Oh, without question. I mean, there are moments in the book when I was turning the pages quickly when they wanted to amputate instead of doing surgery on your ankles,
right,
because the bone had depleted so much. And just no, the answer was kind of no. We've got to find another way.
Right. And once again, having courage to move forward, seek what other options. People believe sometimes they don't have other healthcare options, but there are always options out there. You just need to, once again, have the hope and courage and strength to move forward and look and find them.
I can't tell you how inspiring this book is, and I'm not sure if I'm, you know, it's probably hard to hear. I'm guessing you're kind of a selfless person, but it's extraordinary. It's truly extraordinary. As I'm reading this, and as you said, when you got the diagnosis of myasthenia gravis, I'm thinking, no, not something else.
Yes, I know.
I mean, and I'm just a witness through your words.
Well, the reason it progressed so much, I didn't want to tell other people. You know, they were going to think something's wrong. She's a hypochondriac. She has these. But I can't thank you enough. You're so gracious to have me here to talk about this because I believe that all of us can encourage other people in some way, especially during May, Mother's Day month. Think back. You know, if I think of my mother also, there's 2 philosophies I try to bring out here too. One is reframe and one is the gratitude attitude list. I have had so many people who, tying into what you just said, will say to me, you know, or ask, how could you ever be happy, or how could you ever think that something was good or a day was positive, or how could you not be depressed? And I tell the story of my mom. She would, my door would fly open. She looked like, you know, Julie Andrews from Sound of Music. Floop, the window screen would go up and she'd say, look at the sun outside, Lisa, and come on outside in your wheelchair. I'm going to show you a hummingbird. And I thought, wow, I've got the sun today.
And then
I saw a hummingbird and I thought, this has got to be one of God's most incredible creations, and it really does flap its wings, you know, 1,000 times. And then I felt rich. I was so rich. My mom never said, oh, Lisa, you're a victim. You don't have legs any longer or anything. You know, always just bringing me another book about a medical missionary. See, here's what you can do. Here's how you can help people. And moving forward, always, number one, starting every day with the gratitude. And when it gets really tough, put a new frame on the view you have, meaning your attitude or however you're perceiving something.
Well, reading this book, Coraggio, helps me reframe a lot of things.
Good.
It did. You're a delight. I could have you here for hours. We'll have to have you come back again.
Okay. Thank you. Grazie.
I'm not even going to try. I'm going to say
thank prego.
You. Prego. Prego. Okay. It's been a delight to have you here. Lisa Gigliotti, author of Coraggio. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.
Here's your updated Capital City forecast from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Tonight, scattered showers likely with the possibility of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a low of 51. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 71. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 54. Again, tonight, scattered showers with the possibility of thunderstorms, a low of 51. Now stay tuned for more Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
What I say, you already know, but you don't believe. You won't accept, you don't conceive. When you're inside your car, you feel safest of all. Are you safe? Are you? 2 tons of sheet metal in your hands. 2 tons don't run on autopilot. You have a mission. It's no collision. Hold the phone. Don't text. You're angling to be next.